Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, they making noise. Start up.
Episode 261 of the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. It's a podcast.
Should we do ASMR?
Like as a second podcast? ASMR, yes. I always tried to understand what people's fascination was, because some people have the misophonia, which is where start chewing and it bothers people so much they want to kill you. You know, that's an actual thing. We spoke about it on this podcast.
Right, before. But some people, like ASMR, the scratching, the... Yeah.
I don't understand.
YouTube, man, there's some... Yes, it's, if you want to fall asleep,
yeah.
There's like rain... There's people who've been bed with your hot boyfriend. Not me. I was not. A hot girlfriend, and they'll lay in bed and they'll just go, "Hi, honey, did you have a long day at work today?"
No, you do. You gotta whisper like this.
Yeah. Oh, baby, you look so tired. You should close your eyes.
Some people love it.
Stroke your arm.
If you do a search for ASMR, you'll see what we're talking about. If you've never heard of that, but a lot of people have. But anyway, how was your week there, David Brody?
Well, this past weekend was Father's Day, and I have stories about my day, but first off, we went to a diner, which I'll tell you about at some point. We had I went with my wife and two of my daughters. One of my daughters wasn't feeling well, and then the four of us went to see the Broadway show Rent, but very far off Broadway, and I will talk to you about that, but overall, I had a very nice Father's
Day. Can the actors afford to pay their rent? How far off was it?
Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn, New Jersey.
It's a very famous
one.
Yeah.
They have almost Broadway level quality shows.
Yeah.
And we go there every once in a while. I will say a couple of things about this performance, if I might interrupt here for a minute. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I had said to you at the Taylor Swift show, when somebody's singing badly, you say, "Oh, hey, who sings that song?" And they tell you who it is. You go, "Good, let's keep it that way," right?
Yeah.
And we were complaining about people in the audience at the Taylor Swift show were singing and they couldn't sing and they were screeching and it was a little bit much at some points.
Yes.
Now, when you go to a Broadway show, you've been to Broadway shows. I know you've been to one we want to talk about later because it looked amazing. But when you go to Broadway shows now, some of the theaters will say to you, "Hey, you know, you may not have been here in many years because of COVID. And welcome back to Broadway. We're happy to have you. but if we could just go over some ground rules in case you've forgotten how to behave in a Broadway theater.
They usually do that.
You can't stand up. You can't yell. You can't shout.
You got to turn your phone off.
Right. All those rules. Right. Well, I will say to you, they don't do that at the Paper Mill Playhouse because it's not Broadway. And I guess they're not used to that. They usually give some speech about some.
If you think about it, do they really have to remind people? I mean, these are basic human behaviors.
You would think. So they do tell you to turn your phone off, which is very nice.
Okay. That's the gratuitous. Well, yeah.
What they don't tell you is that it's not the Rocky Horror Picture Show. You're not supposed to cheer and clap and sing and woot woot and hoop hoop and whip it up for the show. You can clap, but you're not supposed to like scream along with the people on the stage cheering.
I gotta be honest. I don't think they need to tell you that. I think understood.
Oh no, because we went to see Rent, and when there was clapping or cheering, there were four or five girls to my left who were going, "Woo! You go! Yeah!" I got the impression that they were friends with the people in the show. Yeah, you've never been. But when you go to like a dance competition or a gymnastics competition for kids like I have.
Yeah.
You know, when your friends are performing right there or your school, you cheer for them.
You cheer extra loudly. Yeah, right. I do. Yeah, but because I know them.
When you go see a play that's not in a high school auditorium, you are not supposed to cheer and whoop, 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 whoop. Whoop, whoop.
Well, yeah, the woot woots don't really bother me so much. I thought that they were getting out of their chairs and being disrespectful and talking back or reciting lines from the show. That's what I thought. That's bad behavior.
They were also singing along, but again, I'm not trying to be like get off my own guy. You can sing along at a show, but the screaming and the woo was not. It wasn't even timed right. It was very distracting. But one of the things, and you know this as a radio guy, Scary. You got to check your levels, right? When we used to do the morning show together, when you would run the board or Elvis would run the board, he's playing music under himself.
Mm-hmm.
Music's got to be a certain level, right?
Of course.
Right. If it's too low, you don't hear it. And if it's too loud, you don't hear him.
Exactly.
Well, the entire show, the music was at a 9 and the microphones were at an 8. So you could barely hear what they were saying.
Yeah, they were drowning. They were fighting each other.
They were drowning out. Okay. And then when multiple people sang, it was like... Well, no idea what they're saying.
Okay, Brody, I don't know if you looked up at the signs, but they said Paper Mill Playhouse that didn't say Broadway. I mean, what do you expect?
You're 100% right. But here's the thing. I love the Paper Mill Playhouse.
But yeah, they're operating on a different level. A shoestring budget, first of all.
But I never had this problem before. I'm just saying that at the Rent show I went to, the music was like, boom! And the microphones were like, boom! Even your $11.2 million sound system could not have helped this situation.
I went to go see an off-Broadway show last week. Did I tell you about The Rock and Roll Man?
No, but it's on my list of things to see. It's about 1950s DJs.
Yeah, there's a DJ from he basically coined the term rock and roll. His name is Alan Freed. Yeah, he was from Cleveland, but he came to New York, and he was on all the AM top 40 radio stations.
Yeah, he was one of the subjects of American Graffiti, I believe.
1010 Winds and WABC AM. So anyway, he basically... He also brought black acts and white acts together on stage. Mm-hmm. He was the first one to really do it and take it around the country on tour.
The man changed
music. He literally changed, and he dared to play black artists, like rhythmic artists, and white artists like Jerry Lee Lewis and Buddy Holly on his radio show at night, and he would mix them together. Yep. But, you know, there's always these conspiracies that... You know, even though, first of all, he was so powerful, he was the programmer of the radio station. Like, he chose his own music.
Yep.
He was a music consultant to the record labels, which is illegal because that's payola, where you're getting,
that's where the name came from.
Yes. And then he was also the concert promoter. So the guy was like on the take, and he had way too much power. Unfortunately, there was no checks and balances.
Well, he was on the take. Spoiler alert, he took a lot of money to play records.
Well, he did, but the thing is, the government got him for that.
Yeah.
But he would tell you, as he claimed till the very end, that they just wanted him out of the business because it was a conspiracy that they didn't want him on the radio mixing.
Because he's too good.
Desegregating the audience. Yeah. He wanted
I find it
the
funny
audience.
That
they say at that time in the 50s, the government allegedly wanted, the separation, the segregation of music and dance, you know, and he had a TV show. He was the original Dick Clark American Bandstand on ABC. And on television, he brought Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers on, a rhythmic black act.
Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Why Do Fools Fall? They were performing it on
Book of Love, I think.
On his TV show, they were performing it. And then Frankie Lyman grabbed a woman from the audience, or whoever it was, a white woman.
Beat him with a bat.
A white woman.
Oh, sorry.
And kissed her on camera. And then they cut to commercial because, like, oh my God, we can't have an interracial kiss. What's going on? Yeah. It's 1957, whatever it is. Well, guess what? Dick Clark took over after that and called it, they renamed it American Bandstand. And they went back to the vanilla Lily White show that it was. I'll tell you. Rock and Roll Man, if you have a chance, if you're in New York, see it. Because I'm invested in it because I'm a radio man. But
no, it's on my list. In fact, as soon as it was announced, my wife texted me from work and she said, we got to go see the show. I know you're going to want to see it. I know Alan Freed very well. I love when famous people claim conspiracy when they're just guilty. Then the people aren't out to get him. He was guilty of fucking payola.
There were people, though, surrounding him.
Yeah, but that doesn't change the fact that you're a criminal. Just because there are people who don't like you.
He claimed he was never on the tape. He claimed he was a music consultant for these record labels, for artists. And so that's how he got by it. But
it's a good show, though. Now, while we're talking about Broadway, why don't you please explain to me. Oh, here's what I saw on your social media. You went to a show last night, or night before, whenever it was.
It was last night.
Right? And it looked like you were in the old, was it Studio 54?
Yeah.
What was the club that used to have, like, all the balconies on the sides?
The Palladium?
The Palladium, yeah. It looked like the Palladium. So I said, wait a minute, that doesn't look right. You said you were going to a Broadway show.
I was.
But it's a play, whatever you were, it had a center aisle, like a dance floor, and then, like, balconies on both sides, and it looked nothing like a Broadway show theater.
Yeah.
And it was, like, laser lights and neon and
so
what the hell did you go see, a circus?
Well, again, another show you should see is called Here Lies Love, and it's basically okay so when you go, it's an old Broadway theater, no doubt, but what they did was they shelled it out and they made a theater within a theater. So when you go into this theater, you're walking into that club-like atmosphere with laser lights and everything.
And they took all the orchestra seats off the floor.
Well, they didn't. They were behind these walls. So they were like sub-walls.
No. Their Instagram actually says, we took the seats off the middle of the floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To create the aisle.
The floor seats are all, the orchestra is all gone. I don't know what the hell they did with them. Yeah, so it's now just a floor. Hello? And they have these Broadway, and they have the stage, which actually moves. So it's the music of David Byrne from Talking Heads and Fatboy Slim. They did the music together, and they just created this immersive show where the actors are on stage, they're in the crowd, they're up in the rafters, they're off to the sides, and they're doing the show all around you. It's 360. And for the people on the floor, the added bonus of standing room only, you move with the stage. So all of a sudden, at certain points, the stage is rotating, the catwalk is rotating, new catwalks are forming. And
you were on the catwalk?
I was standing beside it. And what I'm saying is,
sexy for the catwalk.
You know the people with the glow sticks with the plane? They lead the plane.
The glow sticks.
So they're leading you, hey, go this way because the stage is moving. So you're walking and being corralled like cattle all around for the entire 2 hours. What a great show. And basically it was about a topic I never knew. The life of Imelda Marcos, the first lady from the Philippines, who went from poverty to first lady and then forgot about her country, left it in shambles while she was outliving the good life in New York and Paris and visiting everywhere.
Don't you remember Imelda Marcos, the closet of shoes? Thousands of shoes that she owned.
Yeah. So anyway, this woman now, so she then, it was her rise to power, then her fall, and then she had to flee the country in the 80s. Do you know she's still alive? She's 93 years old.
Okay. Was she there?
I said to my girlfriend, I said, you think Imelda's going to come and see the show, a show that pretty much disgraces her and mocks her. But how crazy would it be to go, to like show up at that thing at 93 That's years wild. Old to see a show that pretty much makes you the villain?
All right. Well, I'm going to, I'll go see it. Just get me tickets. Thanks. Appreciate
anyway, it. Those are two great shows to see if you're in New York City.
I want to see the Thanksgiving show.
The hell is that?
Look it up. I think it's the Thanksgiving Day show or Thanksgiving Day. It's a comedy that makes fun of Thanksgiving.
Okay. Fair enough. And yeah, there's one about, there's also about one about the making of Jaws.
Oh yeah. The shark is broken.
The shark is broken. I want to see that one too. There's
Jaws,
a lot.
One of the greatest movies of all time, had a robotic shark.
Yeah.
But the shark was broken most of the movie. So you don't see the shark until the very end of the film, mostly because it didn't work.
Now, how do they get a play? How do they get a play out of that? Like, how do they get an entire?
Well, because it's the story of, so Steven Spielberg had to rewrite the script for Jaws, and it came out more scary because you don't see the shark, but you see things that make you think of the shark, and it's more terrifying that you're like, is it going to come up? Is it? And it ended up a more scary movie because you don't see the shark than what he had anticipated, what he wanted to do.
So it worked out.
It worked out very well, but in his original screenplay was much more shark. And the water and the seawater kept rusting the motor and the parts so that it didn't work most of the time.
That's crazy.
Jaws is one of the greatest films of all time.
Well, I'll say that is Broadway is roaring back. There's so many shows to see. And I think that this was like the on your mark, get set, go out of COVID. So now everything's opening and there's so much going on. So if you're in New York City, Times Square, whatever, go there, go to the Broadway, go to the theater district. And, you know, you can get tickets at the last minute to these shows. This is not an ad, by the way, but you can go last minute and probably get into something for a very good price.
Are you saying that you are, it's not a sponsor?
Not a sponsor.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I would hate to think that you're promoting something that you are a sponsor for.
No.
Because then I have to make you hit the jingle.
Would I ever do that?
You would.
Not this time.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Man, when did we become such Broadway buffs?
Let me tell you something. This past year, having not working, where I can go out to Broadway shows all the time, I've talked about this. My wife and I go all the time. So this year, we watched the Tonys, and we saw almost every nominated play, and almost everyone we saw, they won for something.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, speaking of not working for close to a year.
Yeah.
What's your take on life? I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't know any other life than getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, working mornings, not understanding what traffic, commuting traffic is like, and then going to bed early, and every night's a school night, unless it's the weekend, of course, because I get my partying in, but not like, you know. So I guess my question to you is, because I've never known that, you hadn't known that for a long time. How have things changed now, and what are you noticing, and what kinds of new different things are you doing that you know, that you'd like to share with the Slices?
Okay, well, let me say that had I left the show before the pandemic, my perspective on your question would be much different. But because we worked from home for 2 years, where, you know, I sat on the couch for 4 hours with you guys on the show, did my job during the show. And then the minute the show was over, I was on my couch again. I was home, right? Where I could get up at like 10 to 6 or 5:45,
right,
and get ready for the show. So I'm only 4 hours different than I was when I was on the show during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So I would say that helped me adjust to this life. But not having to wake up at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, right now, you don't have a job at the moment. So you doesn't matter what time you wake up, unless you have an appointment. Right. So, but that aside, like, what's that like every day?
So you know that feeling on Friday where you worked in the morning, so you're tired. So if you go out on Friday, you're tired because you got up early in the morning on Friday. And you know that feeling on Sunday where you get up late, but you're stressed because you got to go to work the next day, so you go to bed early on Sunday?
Yeah.
So one day a week, you have that sleep late, stay up late Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
That one day. And it's awesome, right? You're like, whoa, Saturday, I got nothing, no work in the morning, no work tomorrow. And then sometimes there's a holiday on Monday, so your Sunday is like, woohoo!
Yeah.
Weekend, yeah! I get that every day. Every day.
Yeah.
Now, I have to look at my phone sometimes to see what day of the week it is. Because I have no schedule.
What different things have you been doing that you would not have, that you hadn't done or couldn't have done when you were working mornings?
Well, I told you, I go to dinner more often during the week.
My wife works
in the city now.
Noticed that, yeah.
I can head into the city and have dinner during the week. If we go to a Broadway show on a Tuesday, I don't have to worry about getting to bed.
That's right.
Because I'm not staying up every night writing. So not to get too technical, but if you listen to Z100 in New York up until, well, I don't know if you still do it, but when I was there, there were two times a show where Elvis would do a live break, but only for New York. And it was just about New York stuff, New York crime, sports, weather, interesting stories. And I would have to stay up every night and write those. So every night I'd have to, before I went to bed, I had to write a bunch of stuff so that Elvis had stuff to talk about. I don't have to stress about that anymore. I go out. I don't have to be like, I got to get home to write the local breaks.
You don't have homework.
I don't have homework. I had homework every night. My kids are like, you don't have homework. I'm like, I have homework. So I've done a lot more car trips. I want to drive to Philly during the week. I drove to New Haven a couple of times. Oh, I did go back to New Haven. I got to talk about that at some point. So, you know, I get stuff done.
Good.
I fix more stuff around the house.
Mr. Fix It.
Selling a lot more stuff on eBay.
You get into more arguments. You get into more arguments with people online. No, you have more time to fuck around.
No. I don't. I'm not online any more than I was.
Okay. You don't find yourself in the middle of more action, more things that you're like, you know what?
I watch more television. I'll tell you that much.
Oh,
and with the writer's strike, it's killing me because I don't have any late night talk shows to watch. So that's like, ugh, what do I do? So what I'm doing is I'm streaming movies I never would have watched before. I'm streaming, like, I keep Googling, like, what's the best murder mystery streaming right now? And I keep watching murder mysteries and thrillers and stuff that I didn't have time for. A lot of that.
Okay.
A lot of that. A lot of seeing friends I haven't seen in a while.
There you go. Yeah, catching up.
California.
Yeah.
Friend of mine was in California. He's like, oh, you want to go out to dinner with so-and-so and so-and-so? What night? I don't know. How about Tuesday? I'm like, sure. Whereas normally I'd be like, oh, I can't. If we go to dinner at 5, maybe 6.
Yeah.
It was too much to go out during the week. I had to work. I had to go home and do homework. So, I'm relaxed.
I can tell. You're a different David Brody. Oh. Well, with the exception of getting into arguments and fights with customer service when they people rip you off.
I don't get into arguments
off.
Or fights.
Really?
Nope.
Wow. Calm. Who are you?
I don't know. But I got stuff to complain about on the podcast.
Yeah. I realized that. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I'm I'm starting to like think about
me.
Okay, no, well, I always think about you. You know I do. You're in my dreams every night.
Thanks.
But
what
no,
am I wearing?
We're trying. How do I put this? Okay, I'm gonna be 50 next year, right? So I'm thinking, yep, like
I'm counting the days. By the way, I got a countdown clock in my kitchen.
Why are you so concerned?
I'll tell you why. Slices, you guys remember, you're listening for a while. When I turned 40, Scary gave me shit. And I said, you know what, Scary? I'm going to keep working at this morning show. I'm going to stay alive long enough till you hit 40. And then when you hit 40, I was razzing you. And Elvis said to me in the studio, why are you razzing Scary about being 40? You're over 40. And I said, because he gave me shit when I turned 40. And then when I turned 50, Scary, you gave me shit. And I said, Scary, when you turn 50, I'm going to live long enough till you turn 50.
So
I'm going to murder you.
So when you turn 60 next year, I'll give you shit for that.
Aha, you're a dick. I'm not 60. Not even close. Nice try. I'm only a little older.
So you're waiting for me to turn 50. But I just feel that like, well, wait a second. Now I'm looking at the hill. I'm like, wait, I'm now coming down the other side of the hill.
Because it's over like, the hill. 50's not over the hill.
Not over the hill, but like halfway through. If you picture a hill halfway, a symmetrical hill. Not in the figurative over the hill. But if I've got to live, I definitely have lived more than half my life now, right?
You don't know that. You could live to 100.
All right, so maybe I'm at the halfway point. Isn't that a good time to stop and assess?
Well, I mean, but
I'm wondering now.
The way you eat, though.
What? 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 Huh? What? The way I eat?
You're not the healthiest to live to 100. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so then I'm more than halfway. This is now going to exacerbate my point.
Yeah,
doesn't that mean
two-thirds.
Now I should start like worrying about, wait a second, shouldn't I start traveling more? Shouldn't I go places? Shouldn't I think about going to different continents, going to Asia and seeing what's going on? I've always wanted to go to Japan. I've never been. So I feel like I feel like now the time is now. Now it's like do as much as you can.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be so cerebral and so introspective and so serious.
No,
we're taking this down this lane right now.
No.
We're blowing off everything that we had planned.
I went on two cruises earlier in the year because I have the time, but also because, you know, so my wife and I are talking about going to a cruise through Greece, you know, stuff on our list that we have time for.
Right. So
we'll see what happens this summer.
My point is I've started to like look at a calendar. I'm like, I need to like load my calendar up with shit. Whatever it is, it could be something as stupid as let's go to Williamsburg and try all those five new pizza shops that showed up. You know,
right? But you're on vacation next week, and you're going to a place you've already been to.
Yeah, I know, but I have been. But you know something? We go to different. There's experiences 2 hours away. Like last time we went 2 hours away to a national park where there was monkeys.
Totally get that.
Yeah,
listen, so, America is different 2 hours away. I get that. But
my friends want to go zip. Oh, so I'm going to Costa Rica for a couple of days.
I'm not saying that every city in Costa Rica is the same. I'm not. What I'm saying is you're on vacation. You're going to, that's great. But you just said you want to go to Japan, right? Have you been to Australia?
No.
I want to go to the Philippines.
I want to go there too.
Have you been to China?
No, none of it.
Russia?
No.
Right. Okay. Or Papua New Guinea?
None of it.
Right? No. You've been to South Korea?
Uh-uh.
Abu Dhabi?
Right. No.
There's a lot of great places all over the world you haven't been to, and you keep going back to Aruba and Costa Rica and Miami.
And the Bahamas.
All beautiful places.
Yeah, but there's different experiences. So now my friends...
you're not getting to Japan.
So my buddy Bart is a big fisher. Fisherman.
Hold on. Slices. Have any of us ever heard of Bart? None of us have heard of Bart.
Bart.
Jet Ski Brian. Tall Darren.
Bart's my insurance guy. He's my Les.
Les, your black friend, that's what you guys call him.
Bart is my insurance guy. I've known him for 20 years.
Bart the insurance guy.
Bart's the best. Bart and I have been friends forever.
He sells you insurance.
We used to hang out at the Madison when he lived in Hoboken, but he moved away. But anyway, hold on.
When are you going on vacation with Brody, the podcast friend?
Wait a second. So Bart likes to go boating and fishing. So he's like...
Bart likes to go boating.
So he's like...
Bart likes.
So he's like, can we...
You know, Japan has islands, right?
I know.
Boating.
So he goes to me, hey... You know, Costa Rica is like number one in the world for fishing. I said, I know they have fishing competitions, especially
at
the
resort. Submersible.
A submersible.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say? You don't want me to come back?
I'm not saying they're not safe. I wouldn't. It's not my thing.
But
don't tweet me.
He said to me, "Let's go fishing," and I'm like, "I'm not a fisherman."
And then
things Scary's never done for 500, please.
Well,
Alex,
that's exactly it. So he's like, he goes, come on. He goes, we'll go out. He goes, they got the best fishing in the world in Costa Rica. So now he's opening my mind to that. Do I waste do I spend an entire afternoon in a boat fishing?
Do you know how to whistle?
And
because that's half of fishing. You sit there, you go.
I'm sure some people listening like to go fishing and you're insulting them right now.
No. I'm saying you. A real fisherman or fisherwoman or lady fisherman, they fish. They're active. They know how to work the rod and the lures.
You know how to work.
And some of them go in wading pants.
I know how to work the rod.
Yeah. You're going to sit in a boat and whistle. That's all. Not fisherman. You.
Yeah. So it's probably not a good idea.
And then, you know how to cast a line.
And my other boy.
You know what casting a line means?
No. Yeah. It means to throw it into the ocean with the hook and the chum on it.
And the chum.
Chum. Isn't chum the bait?
It's the bait. It's the stuff you scoop overboard to attract sharks and jaws.
Yeah. Well. That's anyway, weird. So my buddy Indian Matt. Shark. Indian Matt wants to go ziplining.
Indian Matt.
Wants to go ziplining. But I Googled it, and some of the only ziplining they have in Costa Rica is where you have to hook your own line, where you go up all the way at the top, and then you actually have to take the actual hook and put it on the actual rail yourself and get it in the track. Yeah. And then go to the next one. Then you get to the next landing, and then you got to do it again. You got to unhook yourself. Can you see me doing that?
No, not properly. Okay, I have a question.
I'll kill myself. I cannot go ziplining.
I keep on. I have a question on behalf of the Slices. So far on the trip, is Insurance Bart, right?
Indian Matt.
Yeah. Black Les.
No, Les isn't coming. No. No, so
is that why you brought Indian Matt?
About 2 hours ago, before we started this podcast.
Did you have to bring someone of color so that we wouldn't make fun of you?
Brian joined on. He's coming.
Jet Ski Brian, okay.
He took one look at the weather in New York this week, and he's like, by the way, Jet Ski Brian owns the jet skis. He's not going to have much of a business this weekend because he's going to have to cancel his tours. He's coming.
Up my question here.
Okay.
So you've got, let me read this. Insurance Bart. Jet Ski Matt.
No,
is Sex on the Jet Way Ski Dave going?
No, he's not. Jet Ski. Sex Ryan. On the Way Dave is in Puerto Rico. He was going to come.
Matt, Indian Matt's going because Black Les isn't, right? I'm sure that's why you invited him.
You're terrible.
And so what do they call you? You must have a nickname.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just Scary Jones.
Guinea Scary? No, you can't go by your radio name.
That's what they call me. They know me. I'm a radio name.
Okay, so why is Matt Indian Matt?
Why?
Yeah,
because we know two Matts, and he's the Indian one,
not the white one,
right? So he's Indian Matt. Why is that funny to you? Why is it funny?
Why didn't you call the other guy White Matt and Indian Matt just Matt? Why did Matt
because
Indian Matt lose out on being Matt?
Because I met White Matt first, so White Matt.
Of course you did.
Well, no, I knew if I knew Indian Matt first, he would be Matt.
Are you.
No, okay. No.
Indian Matt.
If I knew
Indian Matt,
listen.
Dark
if I
enough for you to man him.
Yeah, he's very dark. But you know, here's the thing.
So you man him?
No, I don't. Listen to me. If I knew Indian Matt first, he would just be Matt, okay? And then if I met White Matt after that, then Indian Matt wouldn't become Indian Matt. He would still be Matt, and then Matt would have the name, because White Matt would be the differential. Because it's the offshoot. It's the second one. The second one gets the adjective.
You could just call him Milk. You don't have to call him White Milk.
He'd be White Matt. But in this case, I know Matt White Matt first. So he's just
okay,
Matt.
But let's say you
it's not a racist thing.
Indian, if you knew Indian Matt first, and you just called Indian Matt Matt.
Where's this going,
call,
by the way?
Would you call second Matt, like, not Indian Matt?
If I knew, what do you mean? If I knew Matt.
Instead of White Matt, you could call him not Indian Matt. Because he's Matt, but he's not Indian.
No. That's not how it works.
Okay. And if Brian didn't own jet skis, would he be White Brian?
He'd just be Brian.
What about Sex on the
no,
Way?
No, but because I know two Brians. I know okay. Toilet Brian. We know Toilet Brian.
He falls asleep on the toilet.
The guy who falls asleep on the toilet. So, to differentiate between my friends, if ever I say Brian, sometimes they think of Toilet Brian. So why
couldn't you call Matt? What's Matt's last initial?
E.
E. So why couldn't you call Matt E?
Or Matty?
Maddie. Call Maddie.
No. I mean,
does he know he's Indian Matt, or is that just when he's not around?
And by the way, all the Anthonys go by their last names. A lot okay. of so I'm, that's why Hold I'm on. Skiri, and then Anthony Falco is Falco. It's okay, Falco okay, and Skiri. Okay. That's
is
it.
Is white Matt going on the trip?
No.
So why can't you just call Indian Matt? Matt, he'll be doing.
In fact,
there.
White Matt, Indian Matt doesn't know White Matt. They don't know each other. They don't cross paths.
Doesn't he wonder why you call him Indian Matt?
No, because he knows that we. That the group of us know another Matt that's not him.
Right, but when you go like on this trip, White Matt's not going to be there.
No.
So why don't you just call him Matt?
And I do.
He's the only Matt.
Yeah. On that trip, he's Matt.
Really? Okay, let's say Matt goes to the bathroom and you and Jetski Brian are talking. Do you say, where's Matt? Or do you say, hey, when did he and Matt go?
No, we say, where's Matt? Okay. Because White Matt is not part of the equation.
But if Matt showed up, Indian Matt's fucked. Then he becomes
yes,
Indian Matt.
Yes, he becomes Indian Matt. What's so funny? We have nicknames for all our friends.
Yeah, but that's not a nickname.
Sure it is. It's a name that he wasn't born with. It's a nickname.
Okay, let's say Spruce was on vacation with you, but you knew another Spruce. And the other
There's
Spruce
no
was
shot
one.
Of that. There's
Would
that,
you call him Black Spruce?
You're trying to set me up for racism here, and there's no racist. There's not a racist bone in my body.
No, none whatsoever. No, I'm just asking.
We gotta take
poor Indian Matt.
We gotta take a break.
Oh, no, one more thing. With Skiri
and Brody. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Okay, following up our conversation before the commercial.
We had to wipe the slate clean because I felt filthy. You were making me feel bad.
If Sex on the Way Dave
went
on a trip with me.
We still on this?
You, me, and Sex on the Way Dave.
Yeah.
Am I just David because you knew me first? Or am I no sex ever or no sex on the way Dave? If he's Sex on the Way Dave,
yeah.
Am I just David? Or am I no sex
But I
David?
Knew you.
You knew me first.
You're Brody. So I call you by your last name. You're always Brody. Yeah. You're not David. You never were David to me. But if you were David.
No, I was David when I first met you. You didn't call me by my last name.
The first person with that name takes the regular name. Okay. Anyone thereafter has to be described in some other way to differentiate them from the original, the OG.
Okay. If you met another Brian, a third Brian, you'd have to give him a name.
Yeah, we would. We would. Yeah, that's how that works.
Now, what if you meet another Matt?
See, we have this problem. You don't have this problem because you don't have any friends.
Oh, so, you're a dick. I have friends.
You're lucky you know one Jeff, let alone two.
That's it. How many Jeffs do I want to be friends with? Now, listen to me. Let's say you've got white Matt and Indian Matt. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's say you become friends at the radio station at some, you become friends with another Matt who's Indian. You can't call him Indian Matt.
No.
You call him Indian Matt too?
No. What does he do for a living?
But why? Okay. Why couldn't you call Indian Matt by his job?
Because he's an architect.
So what? So Architect Matt.
Yeah, but we didn't know what he did.
Matt.
We didn't know
Sketch Matt.
We didn't know what he did for a living for several years.
Oh, you just knew he was Indian. That's all you had to know about.
Yes.
Oh, I listen, about Brian. I don't know. He's Matt. He's Indian.
I can't.
He's Indian Matt.
I can't be the only one that has friends with nicknames.
Everyone has friends.
I want the slices to call in.
Okay, but every one of your friends you named after their job, except Tall Darren, who's tall.
Tall. It's a trait. It's a feature. Yes.
It's a feature. So
because we knew Darren Pfeffer at the radio station, okay. So I knew Tall Darren. And I also know Darren who owns the bar. Darren, the other Darren who owns one of the bars, and so Tall Darren is yeah.
Okay, Jet Ski Brian, you could have called him, not his job. You could have called him White Guy Brian too. Toilet Brian is Toilet Brian, so Jet Ski Brian could have just been Brian.
No, Toilet Brian was originally Brian. You named him Toilet Brian.
Oh, that's right, I did. Yeah, well, because you said the one who always fell asleep on the toilets. All the time.
Is this burned? Are we beating this horse? Is this done?
I'm
dead?
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm fine. I just didn't think we were going to take this kind of a turn.
If but this was a morning show, I'd say that's the best of.
Okay.
That was tremendous.
All right.
Oh,
so,
my God.
You okay?
Can we get Indian Matt on the phone?
I'll call him right now.
Yes, let's get him on the phone.
Oh, my God. This has gone on way too long.
I got questions. No, I think the slices would like to know how Indian Matt feels about Indian Matt.
Oh, my God. All right, we'll go quickly, though. Hold on.
Scary.
Matt.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Listen, you're on the Brooklyn Boys podcast. My buddy David Brody is here. Say hi to David.
Okay.
Say hi to David Brody real quick.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Dave. Hey, how are you? How's it going?
Good. I'm sorry.
Can't wait to meet you soon enough.
Hey, likewise.
Can't wait to soon enough to meet you as well.
You know,
you're one of the few scariest friends I haven't met.
Yeah. So listen, I just said, he goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm going on a trip and my boy Indian Matt is coming. It turned into a 10-minute conversation about Indian Matt and why would I call him Indian Matt? And I said, because I know another Matt who's white. And So anyway, so Brody has a question or two for you.
I got questions. So Matt.
Yeah.
You're the only Matt I know, so I'm calling you Matt. But here's the thing.
Okay, good.
So
yeah.
Scary has a lot of friends. He's got Jet Ski Brian, Tall Darren, Toilet Brian, Sex on the Way Dave, Falco. He's got all these guys with nicknames and last names, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them, their nicknames are based on their jobs, like Jet Ski Brian.
Yeah.
So I said, why are you calling him Indian Matt? He said, well, he's the second Matt I met. I go, you could have called him Matt E. You didn't have to call him Indian Matt. So first of all, are you cool with Indian Matt?
I am. I'm as cool as a cucumber. That's what makes me so special.
4 seconds. You took 4 seconds to answer that. Second of all, I said to him, what if you met another Indian guy named Matt that he couldn't be Indian Matt? He goes, oh, then we would name him after his job. I go, then why didn't you name Indian Matt after his job? Architect Matt. He said, no, it's not the way we do it. I didn't know what he did for a living when I met him. I go, so you ask him what he does. I said, only thing you knew about Matt when you became friends with him is that he's Indian. That's all he knew about.
That's it. And you'll get to know a lot more about me that even Scary doesn't know. I have multiple jobs. That's the real reason I can't give you a profession.
That's right. Thank you, Matt. In fact, while you're here, tell them where you are right now, Matt. And one of the businesses, if people want to come meet you, where you should go. On.
What a great
Baja
name,
Mexican
though.
Cuisine, 104 14th Street for the best Mexican food. In New Jersey.
Hoboken, New Jersey. He owns a Mexican restaurant. Boom.
Okay, so he could have been Mexican, Matt, and it would have made total sense. It would have been hilarious.
Listen, you can call me whatever you want. As long as you give the restaurant business, you're my best friend.
Go see Matt at Baja. They got great food in there.
What about
Yes, it is.
Job,
great
Matt?
Food.
Hold on.
And if you ask me what's my favorite dish at the restaurant.
What's that?
It is a toss up between two of them. It's a quesadilla or fajita.
Nice.
Any beautiful. Which protein you choose, the quesadilla or fajita are number one.
Okay. Now, can we at least agree, and I'm sure the restaurant's fine. Scary's mentioned it before to me privately off the podcast, how good it is.
Yeah.
You're not Mexican, correct?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So if you did like, if your nickname was like Fomex Matt, that's funny, right? That's a good nickname.
Fomex.
Yeah. Fomex, not Mex, fake Mex Matt. That's great. You didn't have to bring in the Indian part of it. You have so much more to your life.
You're not going to win this, Brody. He loves it. You can hear it in his voice. But you know something? This brings up another argument we've had on this podcast. You know, Brody feels. Oh, yes. Yeah, I know. Let me tell you where we're going here now, Matt. So, when we have pizza sometimes and you have a choice to go to Carmine's Pizza,
Tony's Pizza,
Tony's, Zvito's, Sal's, you get the picture.
Yeah.
Now,
you're not going to Betty's Pizza.
If I see the word, if I see Gertrude's Pizza, Brody's assuming that it sucks and you wouldn't go in there because it's not native.
You agreed with me.
So here we have
pizza.
Here we have a man of Indian descent who owns a Mexican restaurant. Brody, would you go eat there?
Yes, because he's not the chef, and you already told me it's fantastic, and I trust you when it comes to Mexican food.
Off the podcast, Brody would be like, "What does an Indian know about doing Mexican food?"
Gandhi's Mexican food? What's the name of the place?
Baja.
I'm sorry?
Baja. It's called Baja.
Mexican cuisine.
That sounds perfect. I'm fine with that.
What I wanted to say is that, listen, you got a lot of people that pose to know food, right? 2 weeks ago, I was in San Sebastian, Spain. I dined at 2 Michelin 3 restaurants on the same night. I know a thing or two about food because it's been all my life. That's all. I cook at home. I cook at people's barbecues. I know food. I know dog food. I know good food. I know great food.
There you go. See? So we never should judge the book by its cover. And
100%.
Never,
and that
never.
Should go for every
Integrity
cuisine.
Integrity always wins.
Let's call him Chef Matt.
There you go.
Foodie Matt.
Nah, you're talking.
Foodie Matt.
All right. So we're going to change your name.
That's great.
Anything to do with food is always welcome. Because I don't eat because I'm hungry. I eat because it's quality.
Michelin Matt. So Matt, before you go, if you had another friend named Anthony, you had another friend named Anthony and you met this guy, what would your nickname for him be?
Sweet Ant.
Sweet Ant.
Wouldn't it be Radio Ant? Radio Anthony?
He's begging for a nickname. You don't get to pick your nickname.
Oh my God! All right, we've wasted enough of your time. Go back to making some amazing food. Baja.
Listen, come over to the restaurant, boys. Come over to the restaurant.
Yes,
when absolutely. I'm there, I want to take care of you guys and make sure you try a couple different dishes. One that I didn't mention that I want you personally to both to try is some U8 shrimp that I'm getting from Galicia, Spain. That's what's on our skillet platter called Camarones is Cancun.
Nom, nom, nom,
but
nom, nom.
There's nothing to do with Cancun. It's everything to do with Galicia, Spain.
He's a man of his word there, Brody. So Brody's a guy who follows up. So you can definitely expect him with the napkin around his neck and the knife and fork in his hand because
he will be
there.
I've seen a couple of your, have you come into the restaurant?
He is not.
No, you'll know when I'm there.
Oh, yes, you will.
Okay.
I'll ask for you. So then, I would not go without asking.
I would love to meet you in person.
Yeah.
So thank you. Let's do it. Likewise. Let's do it in real time, face to face, and be at a seat at my table.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Matt. See you soon.
Okay.
Love you, buddy.
Bye.
See?
Ah, what a good guy. Good sport.
He's well spoken, smart, intelligent man. Love Indian Matt.
Yeah. Okay.
We got to move off this. We got to move off this.
Even though he's a great restaurateur also, like he does everything.
All right.
You're taking me to dinner. Doesn't count as steak, though.
Damn you. I was going to say, does this count as a steak dinner?
No.
If we have the chimichurri, the skirt steak? Come on now. If I gave you some ropa vieja, does that count as a steak dinner?
No. But it counts as taking me to dinner.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Fair enough. Okay. What did you want to say?
Can I mention what I did today?
Yeah. What did you do today, David Brody?
My wife and I bought a new car for our daughter.
A new car.
After the old car died. Yeah. So I'll tell you a story. I went to one dealership to buy a car. We went and we got a, I got a price, test drove the car with a guy. We'll call the guy, let's call him Matt for the sake, for, as tribute to Indian Matt. We'll call the sales guy Matt. And then I went to look at a Chevy Trax, and the Chevy dealership was great. Took my daughter to the Chevy dealership. She decided she didn't like the car. We went back. I called the guy at the first place. And I said, hey, let's talk car, right? Let's talk price. Cause I had been in there and I'm going to make up a number, Scary. Let's say the car was 15,000 new,
right?
That's what they said on the sticker. 15,300.
Yep.
Okay. So I said, listen, I'd like to come look at the car, but I've got a Chevy offer for 13,200.
Yep.
14,200. And your car's 15,300.
Well, he's got
down closer.
He's got to start at that price. I mean, if he wants a match, he wants to do a price match, and if he wants your business,
I'm saying I got 14,200. You're asking 15,300. The cars are comparable. He says we can work with that. Come on down. Come back in for a second visit, and you know we can work on.
By the way, what does we can work with that really mean?
Right. So I said to him, I said Matt, not his real name. Listen, I've been around long enough to know a scam. You're trying to get me in there. Once you get me in, you think you got me. Do me a favor. If you can get close by a couple of $100s to my 14,200 price, we got a deal. All right. Cause the car, it's a low end car. It's not an expensive car. And when you make a lower end car, there's not a lot of options. It just comes like, this is it. Every car in the country is exactly the same.
Okay.
So I said, okay, I want the mid level. Give me the best price. He says, I can't give you the price over the phone. I talked to my manager, you know, the scam. I said, listen, Matt, I'm not coming all the way there. It's 20 minutes to get there. Unless you are going to come close to the price. This is the price I want. I'll take 14,500. All right. I'll go a couple hundred dollars higher because my daughter likes the car. But if you come to 14,500, he goes, shouldn't be a problem. Come on in. I said, all right, Matt, remember what I said? Mm. So I go in the next day. I meet with Matt. I sit down at his table of doom.
You should have recorded him, by the way.
I know. I sit down at his Venus flytrap table where they get you.
I already know where this is going.
And he says, all right, what's it going to take to get you in this car? Let's give me the price. Let's just cut to the chase. What's it going to take?
I told you on the phone last night, Matt, 14,500.
Right. So I said, you know what? In a perfect world, Matt, I'd like 14,100. But why don't you see what you can do for me? For 14,100, I'll sign right now. Let's go. I'll sign right now. Let's do this. 14,100. I said, even 14,200. Give me the same price as the Chevy. 14,200. Out the door. Let's go. I'll take the car right now. He says, all right, man, let's go. Shook my hand. He goes, I'll go talk to my
professional
boss.
Haggler. Yeah, this is good.
He comes back with the paper, puts it down. He turns it around. He goes, here's what I can do for you. It's the best I can do.
I hate that maneuver when they fucking do the turn of the paper.
Yeah,
they
flip it around. He goes, here you go.
He goes,
this is the best I can do.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
The dramatic reveal.
Yes. Do we have a deal?
Do we have a deal? Brody, do we have a deal?
The car listed, let's say, for 15,300.
Yes.
He went to his manager to get me a deal.
Yes, he did.
What was the price on the sheet? Wrong.
14.
It was 15,300. The exact same price as the sticker. I said, Matt, there must be some mistake. And I'm looking at it, and it's got like, additional paperwork is 690, tax and tag 660. $400 for key insurance and a bunch of other shit. I said, first of all, Matt, what's this $400 for key insurance? He says, oh, if you lose your key, you get a new key. I said, no key costs $400. And in my entire life, no one in my family ever lost a key. Don't slip that in there like I'm some idiot. Don't get that off there right now. So I'm looking, the total price of the car is like...
Guy's a shyster. 19, how much?
19, based on the 15 number I
He's
made
a shyster.
I said, Matt, I told you, don't bring me down here. And you didn't come down to like 15, 14, 8.
No.
I told you 14,500. You're giving me the same price on the sticker. Anybody could get that price. Sticker price is not the sale price ever, ever.
What did he say to that?
So he says, he goes, put a number on paper for me.
Oh, okay.
He says, I'll go back to my manager. I said, okay, I'll put a number down on paper for you. I turn the paper over. I take a pen and I go, 14,400, and I circle it. I go, you want my business? You go 14,400. I'll walk out with the car. He goes, oh, let me go talk to my manager. I go, no. I've already been here too long today. I test drove the car. I waited till you finish with another customer. I'm here an hour. I'm leaving right now. No. Have a seat. No. I'm out of the fly trap. Don't get back in the seat, Slices. Don't get back in the chair. That's how they get you. I said, I'm going to leave. If you can get me 14-4, I'll take it. I'll walk out the door. You call me tomorrow. I'll come back.
He says, walk out the door. Don't turn around now.
Right. So here's what I did. I called your friends and mine.
Yep.
I'm not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Sansone Auto Mall. Sansone Auto Mall is a massive northern central Jersey.
Yeah.
Massive. They have like 8 car dealerships. I called them up.
They've got 10 brands.
They had the exact car and the exact color. They said it's coming in Tuesday. It's coming up from wherever it's coming on a car carrier. It'll be here Tuesday. The same car. I said, what's your best price? And she says to me, are you David Brody?
I said, yeah.
She goes, I recognize your voice. Nope. It had nothing to do with that. She says, let me get you a price. Hang on. She came back with a price lower than Matt lied to me.
Boom. Wow.
$500 less than the price Matt didn't want to give me.
That's crazy.
So not only that, listen, it's not about the money. The car was ready today. I picked up the car. My sales guy's name is Ryan. That's his real name. I'm not making up names. Real name. I sit down at the table to do the paperwork. My wife and I are there. So I was there to meet him and whatever. He says to me, David Brody, I'm listening to your voice. He didn't know who I was or whatever. He says, you're David Brody from the morning show. I said, yeah, you know, I used to worry, whatever. He says, you don't know how we have a connection. I said, what are you talking about? He says, in 2004, I got you to phone tap my sister about a Dell computer. And you did it with an accent and you made fun of the baby crying in the background. He says, oh my God, I got to call my sister. So he texts his sister, Amy. And he says, I'm sitting here with David Brody, the guy who phone tapped you 20 years ago. And she writes back, is this how Americans treat their children? Which is one of the things I said to her on the phone tap. So how about that? So not only do they have like a million cars there. We drove up today to get the car. Today was pick up the car day. We drive up, the car is outside, backed into a spot, which I'm okay with for this particular story. And in the window, the entire window of the car, it says, congratulations on your new car from Sansone. And then it says, congratulations and my daughter's name.
Aww.
With like a rose and everything. That's freaking class.
That's awesome.
Class.
They knew what they're doing. They went to the next level. Boom!
The paperwork was the fastest paperwork I ever had to deal with.
It's like night and day.
Night and day. They didn't give me a deal because they know me. They gave me a good price because they had a bunch of the cars on the lot that I wanted, or coming in rather. And I'm telling you, Scary, the most professional car dealers I've dealt with in, I don't know, 10, 15 years.
Good.
So I'm just saying, you're going to go buy a car. That's a good place to go buy a car. And I'm not a sponsor. I didn't get any money, but we got a new car. So I'm excited.
Woohoo. Congratulations.
Yeah. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org.
Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All right, this is getting ridiculous. My girlfriend is now sending me videos of a crab.
In her crotch?
Howie the Crab. You heard of Howie the Crab?
Oh, he's a friend of yours.
Howie the Crab. There's a woman on TikTok.
Mediterranean crab? Yeah.
Who walks a crab around on a fucking leash. She dresses the crab up.
Woman you want to have sex with.
She dresses the crab up. She puts funny hats on this crab.
And does she walk sideways like crabs do?
She takes it to the amusement park. She literally puts it on the slide and the crab slides down the slide.
No.
People,
no.
Why are we humanizing crustaceans? What's going on with this world?
This is not real. Where's the video from?
Go ahead. Go, Brody, at Howie the Crab right now. Look at this bullshit.
On what app?
On Instagram, on TikTok, all of it. Go to Instagram.
All of it. On Instagram.
I swear to God. So my girlfriend, this was a recall to the callback from the time that we were in Lisbon and the waiter tickled the lobster and the lobster's tail started flapping and then brought it back into the kitchen and my girlfriend started crying. If you remember that, she wouldn't eat the lobster because she said it was alive. And I said, how the hell else would you want to eat the lobster? Because if you ate it when it was...
They're feeding the crab shrimp.
It's cannibalism almost.
No.
That's a real crab. So she's like, I can never eat crab again. Look at Howie the Crab. They're real. It's lifelike. The crab actually...
It is life. It's not lifelike.
It responds to things. How can you cook this? How can you throw this in boiling water?
There's a crab in a clear plastic ball and cats are rolling the ball around. The crab is flipping around. You can't do... And it's wearing a crown. It's a king crab. No joke. The crab is wearing a crown.
Yeah, Howie the Crab. Okay,
speaking of which.
But I'm saying, where does it end?
There's a woman. Do you ever go through TikTok Lives?
Of course.
You've watched TikTok Lives.
Yes.
So if you scroll, once you're watching a TikTok Live, if you scroll, all of them are lives, right?
Right.
For some reason, there's this woman, she's blonde, maybe she's 30, mid-20s, I don't know. Clearly she lives I think she's from the South, if I remember her accent. And it's this, the phone is in the same place every day.
Yeah.
And every day, if it's not a loop, I don't know. It's a picture of her kitchen. And in front of the phone is a bucket of crawfish, live crawfish. And they're crawling, like they crawl out of the bucket and they're crawling on her stove. It's like roaches. It's disgusting. But and she's grabbing them like a fistful and throwing them in the pot. So the whole live is her cooking crawfish in the pot, taking these things, you're watching them crawl, and she throws them in the boiling water, which, by the way, I could not be at her house and eat the crawfish if I saw them crawling on the stove, and then because they look like roaches.
But guess what?
In the comments on the live are like, don't do that, they're alive. And I'm thinking, they're not alive anymore, but, you know, how can you eat those? You're so cruel. I got to be honest, I couldn't do that to crawfish. I couldn't. I couldn't do it to anything living. Now, I eat them.
Yeah. What about the opposite of that? Where people are dressing them up. You dress up your fucking, your pets. You're dressing up.
There's a special place in hell for those people.
But you're dressing up food. This is food that is being put on the table. This is a circle of life, man. Don't.
Where do you draw the line, though? If someone dresses, you've had rabbit. You have.
Okay. Yeah. Right? Okay. Uh-huh.
People dress up bunnies.
It's stupid.
You eat bunnies.
Stupid. If it's dinner, it doesn't need a costume ever. I'm just saying.
But
you want to make an argument for dressing up your cat for Halloween, your dog, a party.
Okay.
I think that's a little weird too, but.
But what if you have a pet duck? You can't put a little something on him? A little tuxedo?
No.
Duck in a tux?
Dude, that shit is peaking. That's ready. I'm ready for that. I'm going to get that lettuce wrap going with the peanut sauce.
Well, I'm going to dress up a duck. It's going to be with duck sauce.
Nah, but you know, whatever.
It's gonna be with some kale on the side, not me, but you know. Okay, so don't dress up. Don't dress it up.
Don't dress your pet.
Don't dress up a turkey unless you're putting dressing in it.
Exactly.
Okay, hit the jingle. No?
You want to hit the jingle now?
No jingle? No, your hand went up. I thought you were going to hit the jingle.
No. I didn't. You see, we're watching each other on camera now, but that was not a cue.
I thought that was a cue.
No, that was not a cue.
Oh, okay. All right, well.
Let me ask you something.
The story about.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I insist.
So Elvis ate a sandwich today, right? And then
Elvis Duran ate a sandwich.
Well, he took a couple of bites and he goes, hey, this doesn't taste right. He goes, okay. Nate, you taste it. And then Nate tasted it.
He made you taste it.
No, Nate tasted it.
Oh, that makes more sense.
But then I tasted it. So I tasted it. I'm like, wait, that tastes, it was chicken, but it tasted like tuna to Elvis. So we started passing it around, you know? So then Garrett, do you know you made out with Elvis and Nate? I'm like, what are you talking about?
You have shared food with them before.
Yeah, but if you're sharing food, does that mean that qualifies as making out? Because their saliva touched?
No. By the way, let me go back a second. I said it made more sense for Nate to eat it than you because Nate has a discerning palate, whereas you'd eat anything. You've taken food out of the garbage and eaten it. So that's why I said Nate would make more sense than you. Right. No. Okay. So my point is, no, but here's what I won't do. Like if someone takes a bite of a sandwich and says, hey, would you like a bite?
Yeah.
I'll bite the other end of it. Maybe if they didn't like manhandle it, if they squeeze it with their hands and then they give you, I don't want that. But there are people in the room, like back in the day in the studio, Elvis would often take a bite of a sandwich and go, oh, this is so good. Would you like some? And everyone in the room would take a bite, or he would drink out of a bottle and pass the bottle around and everyone would drink out of the bottle.
I don't see a problem with that.
Okay. Well, I think if you put your mouth on the bottle, that's like, I don't know. I don't do that. Nothing to do with Elvis.
But Garrett said that he took it a step further and said, that's like making out.
Yeah, I think that's making up a topic. But I don't think that's me making out.
You are
sharing saliva and DNA, I guess, in a way.
I don't know. Something to think about.
Well, let me ask you this.
Food for thought.
If Elvis kissed his husband and then bit the sandwich and then you bit the sandwich, would you be making out with both of them?
It's a great question. But by that logic, Brody, if you shake my hand, you've touched my dick.
Well, yeah. Also, if I ate your sandwich, I would have tasted your. Okay. Anyway.
Well, I mean, how far do you want to take this? I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I don't want to take it any further than that. I'm not touching your hand. Word to the wise.
Word to the wise?
I would like to think you washed your hand.
Right, but
did you not wash your hand? Elvis doesn't wash his mouth before he hands you the sandwich. It's a bad comparison. You're getting fresh spit on your sandwich and teeth marks and tongue. Now, you're not making out, but you are getting the same germ or fluid transfer.
These are the stupid things that we think about sometimes.
Well, let me ask you a question.
If you shake hands with people all day. That means you've touched everything they've ever touched in their life, including themselves.
If Nate bit a sandwich, would you bite it where he bit it?
No, I probably would try to avoid it.
But what if you couldn't? What if it was a hot dog?
I'd be okay with it.
Hold on. What if it was a hot dog and Nate bit one end of it, Elvis bit the other end, and they were like, yeah, scary, have some. Would you try to bite the middle?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, me too.
That's just me, though.
But if you couldn't, what if there was one bite left and they handed you the last bite of the sandwich?
Whose side would I bite? I just swallow.
There's no middle.
Swallow the whole thing.
Okay, so you would eat the sandwich that both of them bit into?
I guess.
Okay, Okay, I'm only sticking to them because you brought up. If Elvis licked a soft vanilla ice cream cone, or he put his mouth over it, went, oh, so good. Would you lick the ice cream where he licked it? Or anybody, not just Elvis. I don't want to pick on Elvis, but anybody.
I would try not to, but if I did.
What if he did the swirl? What if he swirled around?
His tongue went around the whole cone?
Yeah, he did like
a Or anyone.
Anyone. Because if it's a hot girl, you'll do it. So it's not a hot girl, it's a guy.
I guess I would just be okay with it. I would live with it. Because I don't think that it counts.
doesn't count?
No.
So any saliva on the ice cream doesn't count?
Well, it's just saliva of the moment. It's not saliva that you had in your mouth yesterday. Doesn't this stuff regenerate? And doesn't it like...
What's the difference? Spit is spit. So I could spit into your mouth with fresh spit and just go, hey, scary, it's fresh.
No!
What if you want fresh spit? I'm giving you fresh spit.
Nah, this is disgusting.
What about hot girl spit?
I'm skeeved out here.
Is hot girl spit okay? Hot girl. You said hot girls can pee in the pool. You don't care.
I what do you mean?
You said if somebody pees in the pool, it's gross. But if it's a hot girl, that doesn't matter. Many times you said that.
I guess because it's hot girl pee.
You say.
What about no? Pee. I just think no. You know what the argument I had
was? Nicki Minaj song.
What's the difference between peeing in the pool,
Megan Thee Stallion,
or standing over a pool and peeing in the pool? It's the same thing. Except you could see one.
There's a line in Shucked where the guy says that. He goes, I got in trouble for peeing in the pool. He goes, what'd they want me to do? It was too cold to get in it. Or something like that. He says obviously he was standing
on the side. But if I'm in a pool.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm in Vegas. Okay. Let's say I'm in Vegas at a pool party. You know, and people, they're sitting there with their beers in their hand. You know that they're peeing in the pool because it's going in one end and it's going right out the other because they don't sit, they just sit there and they don't get out. All right. So those people are definitely urinating in the pool. Now, what is the difference of that? And I'm okay with it versus somebody standing over the pool and peeing into the pool and you see the stream going in. It's still the same amount of liquid going into the pool, but you'd have a problem with that.
It's a mental image.
See? It's a mental thing.
But it's no different. I don't want to get too gross on our podcast. But
Wait a second. We have barriers here. We have lines.
Let me ask you a question.
I didn't know that we have these boundaries.
All right, I'm gonna get graphic for a minute because it's not the radio. Sometimes men and women will venture down to the area where human beings pee.
Okay.
And do things to the other person for their pleasure. Right? But you don't think about the fact that that's where pee comes from because you're in the middle of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Now, if you watched, I'm not saying people who are into it. I'm saying people who aren't into it. If you see your significant other pee, it would be more difficult mentally for some to go right back to that area.
Even though you've done it a million times before.
Yes, because you just saw it in use.
Yeah.
You might not want to go there right there because the mental image of the usage.
I think you just nailed it. You saw it in use.
It's the visual.
The visual.
Right. It's no different than if you watch somebody actually poop.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's disgusting. Can we wipe the slate clean? Yeah. Can we wipe it?
The human body is awful. In many ways.
With Bodie and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Thoroughly.
In Scary's mind, yeah, the jingle just wipes everything away.
It does.
Wipes it away.
It's been a couple of minutes since we've been here.
Yeah.
It's new day. See?
Yeah.
At the Brooklyn Boys podcast. We have some talkbacks we have to get to at some point.
We do. And I'm not going to have time this week because we have talkbacks to get to. But I do want to talk about next week, next episode, whenever that is, about how about my jury duty this week. I did do jury duty.
Well, why don't you mention it? Why don't you talk a little bit about it?
Well, it's yeah.
Well, is it complete or is there more to it?
It's complete, but it's a long story. I was going to save it.
Oh, okay. You want to save it for a rainy day?
I do want to talk about my diner experience on Father's Day, which is more relevant. We have
do that.
And we have two sound clips. I'd like to get to the sound
clips. Go to the talkbacks. And let's talk about Father's Day because it's in the rear view now. Yes.
David Byrne. Talk about Father's Day.
What about Father's Day?
We went to a diner. My wife and two of my kids went to the diner. And, Scare, you've been to restaurants where the waitress or waiter doesn't write down the order because they're really good at their job?
Yes, all the time.
They have it memorized. Yeah. They're like, nope, I don't need to write it down. I got it.
Sometimes those are the best restaurants. Those are those old school ones.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you go to a diner that serves 87,000 things that you can have any way you want, you should probably write down the order. That's what I'm going to say. So my daughter ordered an omelet with three things in the omelet. Okay. Now there are like 15 choices on the list of things you can put in the omelet, from cheese, different vegetables.
Yeah, of course.
An omelet. Right. And there's a list on the menu of all. So it's not like it's an omelet and it's like you say to her, no cheese. Right. It's not like you want an omelet with bacon and cheddar. Right. And that's easy. My daughter orders an omelet, and I said, you sure you don't want to write it down? Nope, I got it. Gives her the order with the three things. And naturally, Scary, it came back with two things right and two things wrong. There were four things in it. So I show it to the waitress, and she says, oh, I'm so sorry. And she does what she does. She says, the kitchen messed up. No, the kitchen didn't mess up. You messed up.
Yeah,
because you memorize everybody's order.
Well, they'll always blame it on the kitchen. That's like classic.
Right, blame on the kitchen. The second thing I want to mention is there were two things on the menu. There was a Reuben, which is corned beef or pastrami, right?
Yep.
With sauerkraut and Swiss cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And Russian dressing, $15.95. Right below it was another item. I'm going to say it was called the classic or something. It had a different name. And the ingredients were corned beef, or pastrami, melted Swiss, and Russian dressing.
Sounds like a Reuben to me.
Except without the sauerkraut.
Yeah.
So guess how much it was without the sauerkraut? The sauerkraut one was $15.95.
It was more.
Nope, it was $15.95. So I said to the woman, is the one without the sauerkraut different? Does it have more meat? Because it's the same price. No, it's the same sandwich, just no sauerkraut. So, well, why wouldn't I just order why do you need that? Why don't you just put on the menu Reuben and the Dust asked for no sauerkraut? Why is it the same price? Is sauerkraut free? I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, okay. That is interesting.
Okay. So now on Mother's Day, my wife treated all of us to Mother's Day. She's like, it's my day. I'm paying. She picked the restaurant she wanted. She decided she can pay this year. Anyway, we went off for Father's Day and I said to her, listen, I'll pick up the check. You picked up the check for, you know, we share everything. But I was like, I'll pick up the check, whatever. So, of course, the kids were coming and everything. So the waitress comes and I'm paying for the check, right? She says, well, since it's Father's Day, I'm going to give the check to the mom. And she hands my wife the check. And I swear to you, my wife wanted to punch through the wall. Because she's like, why does this woman, like, why do that? First of all, you don't know if that's my girlfriend, right? And these are my kids. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know the dynamic. You don't know the dynamic.
You don't know the dynamic. You don't know if she's going to pay.
She's making the financial decision for you guys. That's balls.
Right. And she made like I'm going to give mom the check. I was like, wow, you don't have any clue what this relationship is. If that could be my sister. We never discussed, like, I never said to her, this is my wife, these are my kids. I just said, nothing. I said nothing to her about our relationship. They don't have to be my kids.
So did your wife pay the check?
No, I paid the check because my wife was definitely not going to pay the check at that point.
Wow.
So
that's balls.
5% for using a credit card.
Of course. Well, that's a
given. So I paid cash.
Of course you did.
That's craziness. All right? 5%?
Yeah, 5%. So what?
I'm just going to pay the check.
Hey, you. All right, so we have some talkbacks. If you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, you have the added bonus of hitting that microphone and talking back to us while you're listening to the show.
Okay, I understand that you all heard the S. Please, no more of those.
Nah.
No more.
Yo, Brooklyn Boys, DJ here from South Philly. Brody and Scary. That's right, Brody and Scary. Feel kind of bad. Hey. Brody was getting toasted on episode 260 about the collections thing. It's all right. Can't win them all.
Thank
Buck
you.
Dill.
Buck Dill.
So, yeah,
thank you,
that was a reference to the fact that Brody...
they all heard the episode, they listened in order.
Oh, speaking of 95, congratulations.
2 weeks.
I thought that they said it was going to be open for business this weekend. They said
I heard 2 weeks, four days ago.
Well...
If it's opening, I don't know about that.
But I thought that was going to be months away.
They said months, but to do it in a couple weeks, amazing.
The northbound 95... buckled because of a tanker fire that was burning underneath it. It looked really bad on television. It looked awful. The pictures and video.
Of course, in person, I assume.
But somehow they got it done quickly. So it's going to be back to normal. I thought it was this weekend. Maybe it's next weekend. But anyway, congratulations, Philly.
It says a portion of Interstate 95 that collapsed in Philly will reopen this weekend. You are correct.
I am correct.
Everyone who was screaming, I apologize.
All right, here we go.
Governor Shapiro. Yeah, boy.
Shout it out loud.
I like Governor Shap. I'm a fan. He got that. I mean, he didn't do it. The workers, shout out to the workers, the people who bust their ass building roads and whoever helped them, whatever military organization, whoever helped.
And I have gone out and killed my own chicken and had it for dinner.
Now, this person does not know how to use the talkback feature.
Okay, but you hear what she said?
What did she say?
I killed my own chicken.
Hey, bro.
Oh, go ahead. What's that again? Oh, Brody.
Had it for dinner.
What?
She killed her own chicken and had it for dinner.
Oh, very nice.
Couldn't do it.
Here's somebody commenting on episode 6. These freaking office recycle bins.
Oh, the basura.
Here we go.
How about that?
Hey, Brody. Sorry. This goes back to the talk back with the interns. Just so you guys know, I'm on my third playthrough of the podcast. Thanks, guys.
Wow. Okay. Another one from episode 6.
Wait, it's gotta what did he say? You cut it off.
That was it. But I think this also may be him.
Oh,
because it's also commenting on episode 6.
Brooklyn Boys, Brody Scary, Scary Brody, long time Slice here. So I was listening to The Big Show today, and you were finally have interns back on the show. And Brody, I'm surprised. Now it takes 5 people to do the job you did. Kudos, Brody. You are the best. Thank you.
Well, you need some clarification here. None of these interns did anything. Or do anything or assigned anything that Brody ever did at the station. So I don't know where that came from.
I think he's talking about that I hired all of the interns by myself. And
he's trying to think that it takes 6 people to replace you.
No, I don't know. I don't know what they did or how they did. I'm just happy there's interns again. It's a great experience. Good luck to all of them. But I appreciate the kindness. I'm very proud of what I accomplished as the intern.
Say that, Brody, I'm so mad. For almost a year now that you left. I'm so sad. I wish the best for you. I'm still pissed off. That's why I say Scary Brody. I'm just pissed off. I pray for you. Have a good day.
This guy sounds like he's high. I mean, he's like smoking up.
No, he's emotional.
Reflecting.
Don't be mad. And I'm sorry you're sad. I'm very, very happy that you miss me on the show. That's very kind. So thank you. Nice to be met.
Yeah, Brody's right. If you jump in front of a car, there's no way you're going to win that case. There's no way. Brody, you made a bad decision. It's your fault, and that's that.
I got
Scary
one.
Is wrong. Brody and Scary.
Do we have proof of that? I always say
if I can get 75 more Brody is right calls, I'll be back in business.
The pedestrian is always in the right.
No, you even can't if they jump do something,
even if they do something stupid, they will win in a court of law every time.
No, you're not. You're an ambulance chaser. You're going to jail for that.
They are on foot.
You're wrong.
On foot.
You can't jump in front of a car.
Even if it's
You jump in front of a car.
I'm just telling you.
Scary is wrong.
Liam here. Scary Brody. Because, you know, Brody left the show. Anyway, wanted to let you know that I dealt with aliens twice. The first time was North Carolina, Fort Bragg. I lived there. And then the second time was in Columbus, Ohio, at my friend's house. Two different styles of ships. It's real. It's real, Brody. It's real. Just let you know, okay? I'm going to have a second comment. All right.
This is basically about the fact that I'm starting to believe in aliens and their existence amongst us. And there, right there, is somebody who's coming to my defense. Brody thinks it's bullshit.
Also, the title of last episode, it's a rod up the butt, but it looks like A-Rod, the baseball player, A-Rod 100%. Up the butt.
Yes, when we came up with that title, Scary said it looks like A-Rod.
It doesn't look like A-Rod, but that was his second comment. Here's another one. Part one of that. We're going backwards.
Another one.
Brody Oppenheimer from the Boogie Down. Yo, is it just me? Or were there a million more talkbacks last episode because they were saying Scary is right? Usually there's like a quarter of them and he says they can't go back any further, ran out of time, ran out of whatever.
Brilliant.
But
brilliant.
He since just they called were you saying out. He was right, there were a lot more last time.
Brilliant. See, whenever there's like seven, you go up the machine. It doesn't hold more than that. But then when this Brody is wrong, they found like 80.
That guy have a lobotomy or something? What's going on there?
Yeah. Somebody's been lying.
Hi, Slice for Life here, Brody and Scary. This is about the argument related to crossing the street. A, the bike should have been in the bike lane. B, if you're a pedestrian and you want protection, you should be in the crosswalk, period.
Should
Since
be.
Scary has a tendency to drive two blocks to get lunch instead of walking. Okay. I guess this entire thing should be considered a pedestrian argument.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Nice play on words.
Once
sir.
Again, I didn't talk about what's right or wrong, once again, or what you should be doing. I'm just saying, you legally, in a court of law, the pedestrian will win 99% of the time over a driver.
Unless you jump in front of the car.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. This is Laura from Brooklyn. Just wanted to respond to what you guys are talking about hating someone for no reason. Just on a really long line in Walgreens, the first customer went up to the counter to pay for her stuff and pick up her photo order, and it took the cashier about 3.5 minutes to find her photos, and everyone on the line hated that customer. And for no good reason, she was just picking up her photos, but we all hated her. Anyway, have a great day.
Thank you, Laura. I hate that woman too now.
Anyways, I got Thank cut you, off. Totally get Point it. Being, yes, Scary, you can absolutely be at fault if you're a pedestrian. Or is the jury likely going to find that? Meh, probably not, because we all hate the bicycles anyway. But technically and legally,
yes,
Brody is right.
Thank you. That's part two.
Exactly. Part but she agreed with me, though. She agreed that I'd be right. I'm just saying.
Hello, lawyer here. Scary, you're wrong. Brody, you're right.
Okay,
you could be a pedestrian and still be at fault.
Wait a second.
There are two concepts in law, contributory negligence and comparative negligence. In one of them, in both of them, the award is reduced by how much you are at fault. In one of them, if they find you at fault 50% or more, you get nothing. In the other one, it's just reduced by the percentage that you're at fault, even if it's 95%.
That's some legalese.
Hey Brody, Tim from Youngstown. Don't worry about that. You are always right. But we need to get a podcast by the pool
with Scary Jones.
That's right.
Now, you just need to invite him and do the podcast in the pool.
It's going
to
be great.
And do a live one.
I can see it now.
I think that would be pretty good.
That's a man with a lot of sense.
A live podcast.
That's right. We'll do a live podcast by poolside at Brody's house.
Okay.
With us in
it's
the
not
pool.
A live podcast. No such thing as a live podcast. We're not going to broadcast.
We're going to do it live.
I mean, in person.
In person.
Do it live.
The two of us.
Yeah.
In the pool. The microphone's on the side of the pool, and we're having a good old time.
Yeah.
We'll have a gay old time.
No, we will not. Not that there's anything wrong with it. You're not my type.
What do you have against that? Only a couple more left.
Hey, Scary. Pete from Sarasota, Florida. Just calling in about episode 260 on the bike and pedestrian thing. I'm sorry. I think the judge would think both of you guys are wrong and say, get the fuck out of my courtroom. Both of you guys are dismissed because both of you guys are in the wrong.
How do you plead?
Both guilty.
Brody and Scary. Going ahead, I'm from Tennessee. You do have a small point there, because when you, once you look in the driver's manual, regardless bike, vehicle, anything, it states that the driver must be in control of their vehicle at all times. Therefore, if you jump in front of him, he still has to control his vehicle and avoid it one way or another.
Brody is wrong.
That's not true. If you don't see a guy coming and he jumps in front of your car and you hit him, that you're not at fault. You can't be in control of your car if somebody jumps out of nowhere in front of your car so they can claim insurance or sue
you. Hey, Brooklyn Boys, it's Marilyn from Omaha. Listening to episode 260, referencing the callbacks for 259. Ooh, Brody, you really got roasted, but you were wrong. I do, however, agree with you that I wouldn't want a hairy person like Scary in my pool. Although he does not owe you a steak dinner. He bought you a steak dinner. It's totally not his fault that the owner comped it. He meant to pay for the steak dinner.
That's right.
Let it go.
That's right. That's right.
Down again.
Nope. She's right. There's a woman with a lot of common sense. I do not owe you the steak dinner. I paid you twice. Go fuck yourself. And by the way, I'm not hairy.
Her exact words were, he bought you a steak dinner. That's never been the argument. You didn't buy me a steak dinner. The argument was whether you owe me a steak dinner, because she's wrong. You never bought me a steak dinner.
The only thing she's wrong about is about me being hairy. I'm not hairy.
That's not true. I've seen you without a shirt.
Look at my back. My back is bald. I've never had to shave.
When did your girlfriend shave it for you?
I've never had to shave my back. I've never taken a razor to my back or my ass.
Your chest and your arms are hairy.
My butt cheeks, bald as a baby's butt. They always were. You could ask my girlfriend.
Okay, but your front of your body, you're like...
I have hair on my chest because I'm a man. The fuck? Go fuck yourself.
What in the fuck, Scary? Okay.
What?
Holy shit.
Aliens.
You're either all in or you're all out. And when you sound like you're all in, you sound like a fucking nut job. Oh my God. What? Please tell me you don't think the earth is flat. Oh my God.
I never said the earth was flat.
Ted from Iowa.
I never said the earth was flat.
He's saying, like, what next? You're going to say the earth is flat? He's not saying you said the earth is flat. He's saying your crazy theories. What next? You're going to tell me the earth is flat?
Prove me wrong that there were no aliens. How did they build the pyramids?
Oh, Scary. Google how they built the pyramids.
There's no answer. What about that city in the middle of the ocean with nothing for 600 miles?
Nobody talks about that or teaches it in school. It's not a thing.
Because they're avoiding it.
Right. Nobody had boats.
Aliens are our friends, and they've been here before, and they'll come back again.
Right. Speaking of which,
and all those sightings that we've been seeing lately are true. Those are real ships.
Yep. Let's move on.
We have one more left.
Okay. Hey, Scary and Brody. Brody and Scary. Michael here from Brooklyn originally. Hey, the whole collections thing there, Brody, sorry, you are wrong. There is an S in there.
But hey, did you not hear last
week? Weren't
wrong,
and this was a good setup to get a lot of talkbacks, definitely worked. I think this is the most talkbacks I've ever heard played on an episode since the whole talkback thing started.
Absolutely.
Anyway, slice for life. Team Brody.
Nice. You know what? You lost me there.
Nice.
All right. I guess that's all we got for today, right? Is that
all
it?
All right. You're on vacation next week. You going with Indian Matt?
We're going on vacation. We got to figure this out. And then I'll be down at the Jersey Shore, hanging in Asbury Park. We'll be partying there, and then I don't know where I'm going after that. I'm trying to do something in Montauk.
Please keep me posted.
Well, are we going to hang out? Are we going to see each other for these vacation days?
I don't know. Call me. You want to hang out? Let me know.
All right. I'm
off that day.
Yeah, but you're gonna coerce me into buying you a steak dinner.
No, not this time. Not on vacation. Totally okay.
Okay.
We'll figure something out.
You know, I got an idea. How about we plan a pool date at your house?
Oh, I have an idea. How about you take me to one of your fancy schmancy Jersey Shore places with cabanas where everybody wears linen? I'll buy linen. I don't know where you get it from, because you know where nobody wears linen?
Where?
Ever?
In Brooklyn!
The Boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn!
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.